Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning and welcome to Friday,
Yeah.
Jax is out late last night, so if you check her Instagram stories, I guess the Dolly Parton themed party went well. She's not
like
in today because obviously it's Pride weekend. She wants to have a good time. So we're going to catch up with her on Monday with all the stories. But in the meantime, we have much to do today, including giving away the Stay-Kay or Vacay grand prize. Is it $5,000 for you? Or is it that wine trip to Napa Valley? We might be calling you at 7 o'clock this morning to find out. We're also rerunning Ghosted at 8:30 and the Gay Games. Oh, they still keep happening. Lady Gaga tickets, 7:30. But in the meantime, shall we check out what's up with the team? TJ, what's on your mind?
Things in my life have gotten out of hand. I play on a Friday night beer league hockey team. And the other week, one of the guys decided to bring a camping grill and make hot dogs. And that was fun and cute. The next week, it became hot dogs and burgers and sausages. Okay. Little bit more. It's progressed to the point now where today, there's rumors that they're going to be having a taco bar.
Oh, I like that.
They're bringing the accoutrement to make tacos post-hockey. And I got a text because it's my week to buy beer. And they said, hey, what side are you bringing? And I said, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Not bringing a side.
I appreciate the creativity of it. It's beautiful.
It's so funny.
Producer Liam.
Speaking of Pride, I am so excited. Tonight, I'm going to see a dancehall artist by the name of Spice.
Oh, you've been talking about this for months.
Yes, yeah. I have. She's going to be performing at the TD main stage. And it's a really big deal because it's a Jamaican artist representing for Pride. And I think that's awesome. And I'm so excited. I'm going to have tons of pictures and videos to show you guys.
How late are you staying up?
Oh my gosh. Maybe past 11 p.m.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Get out of here. Leah's making big claims. I don't know if I believe her. Now, in a couple of songs, we need to talk to you about Bradley Pitt. Brad Pitt says he was tricked into a treasure hunt for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to know more about that story, don't you? That's at 6:10.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you don't get fooled. And Brad Pitt has admitted to getting fooled. And this is one of those stories where I'm like, man, maybe I would have probably kept this private. But he bought a 100-acre estate, which I believe is also a... No, sorry, 100-acre. 1,000-acre estate in Provence, in France. And he bought it with Angelina Jolie back in 2014. And right now, they're actually fighting over it in their divorce proceedings, which are still happening, by the way. Holy smokes. Yeah, they're contesting it. It's bad. And, like, there's obviously a vineyard there, and there's, like, a whole bunch of things where they're fighting each other over the vineyard, and then one of them accusing each other of bad business practices. But anyway, outside of that, Brad Pitt was told by a man that there was hidden treasure.
What?
On the estate.
This is my dream. This is literally my dream.
So
is
you're Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I'm Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I'm absolutely 100% Brad Pitt. My dream is to buy a home.
Okay.
Godspeed. And then as I'm moving out, I find some sort of clue, maybe left over from the previous owners, and they say, hey, there's treasure in this home.
Treasure.
And then I destroy the walls trying to find it.
There's gold in these hills.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brad Pitt said, well, maybe it's because I grew up in Missouri in the Ozark Mountains, and there's like stories of hidden caches of gold from like Prohibition when they were making moonshine in the mountains. Turns out, so he searched for gold for like a year.
Oh.
For a year, guys.
Okay.
Turns out the person that told him about it was a he was a radar equipment company founder, and Brad Pitt was buying the radar equipment to find the things from him.
No.
So this guy was like a really tricky salesperson. So essentially, he had founded a radar company, and then he sold the radar equipment to Brad Pitt.
God.
That's how he got the sale done. So Brad Pitt's buying all this equipment. He's like, I can't find anything. Well, maybe you'd want to try this. Well, maybe you'd want to try that. You know, he's like upselling him on stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
Brad?
Yes. And Brad, by the way, this is what I meant when I said maybe I would have kept this story to myself, right?
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. He said it proved to be pretty foolish in the end. He said, but it was just the hunt that was exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's okay.
Does it say how much he would have spent on equipment?
It doesn't.
Because I can't imagine radar equipment is inexpensive.
No, but he makes, on average, $20 million a film.
Oh, he's fine.
So okay. I think he'll be okay.
I think so, too. My God.
I also want to let you know, I just want to tell you about this mansion that is on the estate, okay? You ready? 35-room mansion. Lush gardens. It's got a moat. It's got fountains. It's got aqueducts. It's got a pond, a chapel, and, of course, the vineyard.
Oh, my gosh.
And they bought it for $28 million in 2008.
Oh, my God.
Now you think about what houses cost in 2008.
Yeah. Oh.
And he had 1,000 acres to search with his radar equipment. Can you imagine? You're like one of the biggest movie stars in the history of the planet, and you're out there with like bum radar equipment from some guy who told you there's treasure.
Yeah.
Imagine being the guy on the other end of that phone call. Like your phone buzzes and you lift and you go, oh, Brad Pitt's calling again. I bet you I can get him to buy more of my equipment.
Yes.
By tricking Brad Pitt.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Crazy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, just want to remind you that in 30 minutes, we have a huge giveaway.
Oh.
It's going to be $5,000 or that Napa Valley wine tour with Stay K or Vacay on 99.9 Virgin Radio. And in the meantime, I have to tell you about the most annoying concert ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, right. This is Madonna. Now, Madonna is a pride icon. Nobody is denying her that. She had a pride show in New York City. Now, Madonna is the type of person that could sell at a football stadium, right?
Like, yeah,
for sure.
But she wanted to do a show at a small club, as artists of her stature often do, because it brings them back to when they were, like, just coming up.
Yep.
And Madonna puts on an unbelievable show. So it's something where it's like, if Madonna is at a small club, you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, of course.
It's great. So in an effort to be young and hip and cool, Madonna made getting into the show tricky.
Okay.
By requiring you to buy a ticket that was an NFT.
All right.
Okay. All right. And you couldn't buy the NFT with regular money.
No.
You had to buy the NFT ticket with cryptocurrency. Now,
annoying sentence I've ever heard.
Whatever your thoughts are on crypto, because like whenever you bring up NFTs or crypto or whatever, people like they either are super pro or super against it. For me, looking at that, because I really don't care either way. If you want to buy NFTs, whatever, do you. If you don't, whatever, do you. Like, I don't have any interest in
it.
But if I wanted to see a Madonna show, and I think that's something I would like to do before the end of my life.
Right, okay.
I want to see Madonna while she's still real kicking, right? Like, she can still dance and go crazy and whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to use crypto to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, where would I even purchase that? And didn't it all crash? Like, what are you supposed to buy?
I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to do?
What are you getting?
Is there instructions into how to do this?
No idea.
Can you get that, like, Shoppers Drug Mart?
No, you can't.
One crypto, please.
You cannot do that. I think there's, like, obviously there's apps and that sort of thing, but okay. I'd be like, because there's like 14 different types of cryptocurrencies. Yeah. And I'd be like, anyway, so she made things very complicated. And she also has an NFT collection coming out, which is a 3D model of her nether region. So listen, there's a lot going on in Madonna's world.
Lot.
I just feels like she's like a year too late on this whole crypto NFT thing, don't you think?
Hey, say that and it's still gonna sell out.
Yeah, probably
100%.
Somebody will buy it. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever had anything stolen, like just small personal things, like a handbag or shoes?
Yeah,
or...
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, what did you have stolen?
My full purse with my wallet in it.
Oh, God.
In Jamaica.
Damn.
At the resort.
Good thing you don't have any cash.
Yeah, no cash.
Just fucking you. was it an expensive bag, though?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
What kind of bag was it?
Well, it wasn't that expensive, but for at the time, Kate Spade, and I was young,
Kate Spade paid for
that on my own.
Kate Spade was big money. Was that $300?
It was $300.
There you go. See, I know my Kate Spade.
You too know your Kate Spade.
So in Yorkville on Monday, at a Medi Spa, somebody had their Chanel bag stolen, but they have it back this morning.
What? Okay.
And it's how they got it back that I think you're going to find fascinating.
Okay.
Okay. So, Evelyn Yin, who is the co-owner, said one of her clients had a luxury shopping bag stolen. And this stuff, when this happens, it happens so fast. People who do this are really good at it. Right? It's not like in the movies where it's like Spider-Man and there's a guy who comes in dressed in black and he looks like a bad guy and he steals a woman's purse and pushes over an old lady and then runs out.
Help!
Yeah, when people steal these things, you never know they were even next to you.
Yeah.
Right? That's how good they are. So essentially, one of her clients had a luxury shopping bag kind of stolen right as the secretary was tending to another guest. So they left the bag at the front with the secretary. Secretary turns her shoulder for a moment.
That's all it takes.
All it takes. So everybody was looking for it, and it happened in the span of a couple minutes. They took the surveillance footage, though, and this is really smart. And they shared it on Instagram.
Good.
And
yes.
It got over 500 comments.
Good.
Just on Monday and Tuesday alone.
So you can see exactly who stole it.
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. So in the footage, you can see two people who are peeking their heads through the front door.
Okay.
They run in, they swipe the bag, and they leave. And again, nobody really knows that they're there.
Okay.
But they were able to identify them through the power of social media.
Love it.
No way.
Yeah.
Did they get tagged?
Because here's how they...
we know who you are.
Here's how they identified them. I guess somebody at a restaurant down the street, a server at the restaurant down the street, STK, found a TikTok they had posted earlier that day in Yorkville.
Oh, my
God. So they had gone to Yorkville. They'd posted a TikTok. They go into this place. They steal the purse. The owner of the spa puts it up. And a server down the street's like, oh, I remember those two. They were doing a TikTok at the restaurant.
So they basically told on themselves.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Through the power of social media, all of that was able to happen.
So this is the crazy part. Like I told you, this woman ended up back with her stuff. Since the videos, this is a direct quote from the owner, the two girls actually both reached out.
Okay.
They were really afraid to meet up because they wanted to give it back, but they didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah. Oh, why? For that crime that they committed?
Exactly.
Yeah, so she said they agreed to drop all the things off at an unknown location for the owner to pick up. The owner told them if they didn't give it back, she was going to charge them with theft.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, really what she wanted to do was get her client her things back.
Sure.
She said she was waiting all night, and they dropped it off at a Tim Hortons in Etobicoke.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was left next to a garbage bin in a brown bag instead of the Chanel shopping bag, because this was a newly purchased purse.
Stop.
There was some jewelry missing.
No.
But they promised they would send that in the mail.
No, they're not.
Nope.
And, you say no, they're not. She knows their first and last names.
So she should report them.
Well,
I mean, where's the missing items? Why were they not in the bag?
So she said they're not going to press charges. I guess Toronto Police Services did receive a call about the incident, but they said as long as they get everything back in there, and she said my clients relieved her main purchases in there, meaning her Chanel purse is still there, we're going to let it go. Guys, they're gonna have to return the jewelry.
They're gonna have to.
But what's weird about the mail thing, and this is what I got me, I was like, okay, you don't want to meet up with her, even though she knows who you are. And then you're gonna mail it to her. What do you have to do to mail something?
You have to go into a Shopper's Drug Mart and go to the Canada Post.
And you have to put a return address on it.
Listen, I don't think we're dealing with the smartest criminals on earth here.
Oh my God.
I'm like, so now they know where you live. They already know where you are.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, it's Pride, baby.
Woo!
Some big events to check out this weekend. Of course, the Trans Pride March starts tonight at 7. The Dyke March is tomorrow at 2. And the actual Pride, or the big Pride parade kicks off at 2 p.m. on Sunday, which everyone is saying is going to be just bananas.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bonkers.
I watched Church Street yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all in prep.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of coming together. Because that's where my dog's bed is, believe it or not. So I was like, I'll sneak down there, grab a few meds, and then get it. And honestly, the vibe is really
immaculate.
Oh,
it's so positive. There's people sitting at Cruising Tangos just having a beer and whatever. I can't wait.
Be the first in-person Pride in 3 years. The weather is actually supposed to be pretty great this weekend. They are calling for a bit of showers on Sunday. I read something cute though yesterday that like after showers come rainbows, so it's
that's really cute.
They say that always rains on Pride.
It seems
always,
so.
Always.
It seems so. Yeah.
If you want to find out some more things that you can do this weekend, you can head to PrideToronto.com. Toronto just is back into ranking into the top 10 most livable cities globally. We just ranked number 8 according to this new report from The Economist, which analyzes culture, stability, healthcare, infrastructure, and education. I noticed that housing wasn't on that list.
Yeah.
Last year, Toronto didn't make the top 10 at all. No Canadian city did, actually. We were number 7 in 2020. And we were just talking about how this weekend is awesome and it's going to be fun and exciting. Tomorrow is also a very big day because Adam Wilde turned down the music. Tomorrow is 6 months till Christmas.
Yeah.
Why'd you gotta do that?
Start buying.
Start Christmas shopping now. What have you bought already? 999-999. And that's what's trending on TJ. Busy morning out on the roads with problems on the eastbound QEW on the upside of the Burlington Skyway. Looks like the left lane is blocked up with a crash. They're also dealing with stalled vehicles on the westbound 401 Express just past McCowan in the center lane. And another stalled car on the eastbound 401 Express past here, Ontario. At least that's one sticking to the right lane, so just be careful over there. Here's a simple idea. If you're a good driver, you deserve a better price on your car insurance. It's that simple. Bel Air Direct Insurance Simplified. We're just saying it's going to be a great weekend. 29 degrees, the expected high for tomorrow. 30 for tomorrow, 29 for Sunday. Might see some showers on Sunday, but that's the only time you're going to see a cloud in the sky. It's 6:57, I'm TJ.
And we have our big giveaway for Stay K or Vacay next. 3 minutes. Felix Cartel and Lights right now.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
To the Gay Games for Lady Gaga tickets.
Yeah.
Now, you have to vote for your winner right now. 999-999 to text. We have Virginia, who's playing for me. She chose me, TJ. So TJ doesn't like Virginia.
No. And only Virginia I care about is Virginia to Vegas.
And Leslieville's own. And then number two, Justin is playing for TJ.
Yeah, Justin, finally, a real one.
That's your guy.
All right, Jax isn't here because she was partying last night. Duh.
Whatever.
Steers and Queers party. So producer Leah has been handed the baton.
She did give it to me.
All right.
You guys ready?
Ready.
These are tough, by the way. I'm not kidding. So you know the rules. I have to finish the entire question.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't disrespect me by interrupting me.
Okay. I would never disrespect
strict,
you.
Okay? You'll see something
you
new
scare
here.
Scare me a little. I would never disrespect you.
Don't even try it, buddy.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's start. And you obviously answer by saying your name.
Got it.
Okay. First question. Who is the Jamaican dancehall artist I mentioned earlier who will be performing tonight for Pride at the TD main stage?
Adam.
Okay.
You've been talking about this for eons.
Spice. I know. Amen.
Ding. One. We can't win the bell.
TJ,
where is the bell? I know the bell is. It doesn't matter.
So I'm the bell.
So TJ doesn't listen to me when I talk. I noticed that.
No!
You didn't remember that.
No, he was busy writing trending.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Very busy boy.
Which gay icon is performing in Pride, New York City this weekend, where you have to purchase an NFT ticket with cryptocurrency?
TJ.
Adam. Oh, no.
That was Adam.
Yeah. Madonna.
Ding. Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry, TJ.
It looks like, all right, 2-0.
TJ has to make a big comeback here.
Uh-oh, Val.
I've been known.
Is that Val's supposed to get phone line? Come on, let's have a good weekend.
She's going to put her phone on silent.
Okay.
All
She's upset already.
All right.
Okay, this gay artist, who was a part of my favorite boy band NSYNC, came out in 2006 in People magazine.
Adam. Lance Bass.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my gosh. It unanimously
Shut
goes
out.
To.
Congratulations, Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's Pride, baby.
Yeah.
I never say baby confidently, and I try that there.
You can tell. You can tell it didn't feel right.
Didn't feel right. Can I just try this again? Hey, it's Pride weekend. Yay.
That worked.
Well, of course, there's some big events to check out. The Trans March starts tonight at 7. The Dyke March is tomorrow at 2. And, of course, the parade kicks off at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And they're saying it's going to be just bananas as it's the first in-person Pride in, like, 3 years. The weather's also supposed to be incredible this weekend. It's going to be, like, 30 today, 30 tomorrow, and 30 on Sunday. They're calling for showers on Sunday, but it always rains on parade weekend. So this is what we're going to have to deal with. If you want to find out some more events that you could do this weekend, head to PrideToronto.com. The city could soon be getting a high-speed ferry to Niagara Falls.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're on the water the whole time?
Yeah. So okay. A proposal was submitted to the city, that, and the service says they want to connect the big city and the nearby international tourist hotspot using a, quote, high-speed catamaran with a dock-to-dock travel time of roughly an hour. It's actually not bad at all. Now, this isn't the first time something like this has been proposed, so we're just going to have to wait and see. I just thought it was interesting that they're using a high-speed catamaran this time. Normally, it's been, like, big ferry boats
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see the story of the guy who dropped his phone in the river and then found it 10 months later? Online. This is the wildest thing I've read. So this happened in the UK. A guy named Owen was canoeing on a river. Phone went overboard. Thought it was gone. 10 months later, another guy is canoeing with his daughter. Same stretch of river. He sees something blue in the water. They grab it. It's this guy's phone. So they dry it out. They plug it in. The phone turns on. So the phone is working. He then goes on social media to try and find its owner. It gets shared 4,000 times, and it makes it back to Owen, the owner of the phone. The wild part of the story, besides all of it, is that Owen doesn't even have social media. It was just seen by the wife of one of his friends, and then it was like, that's Owen's phone.
Wow.
So it got back to him, and he's just happy he can track down all his old photos and stuff.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love
it. Must be a big bowl of rice to put it in. And that's what's trending up, TJ.
Needed to get that dad joke in. Hey, so for everybody asking, we are replaying Ghosted today, but this time it'll be at 8:30. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Harry Styles.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're going to try something completely new because when Jax is away, the kids will play. And we are the kids. Welcome to the kids' table.
Yay.
On Virgin Mornings.
Where's the mashed potatoes?
Now, I've always wanted to try this. Because I always feel like the best stories come from, and we like stories on this show, right? We're always constantly calling out, asking you for stories. Tell us about when this happened to you. Tell us when this happened to you. I want to know the pre-story. So we never get the story, story before it happens. And I figured on a weekend like this, where it's Pride's first one since 2019, the last time Pride happened, my daughter was 4 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
She's now three.
Oh, it's putting into perspective.
It's wild.
Going into college.
100%. Yeah. So I would like to know why we should check in with you on Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
So tell us what your plans are and why you think you need to check in with me because I'm going to have a story for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. So like, for instance, let me just run it by producer Leah.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Why should I check in? Not what are you doing this weekend? Why should I check in with you on Monday?
I don't know if you guys recall, but it's my birthday on Sunday.
Yes.
All right. So apparently my boyfriend RJ is planning a big thing for me on Sunday. So I have very high expectations for Sunday. very high.
See, most people be like, oh, he's planning me something. No. This is so great. You're like, I have high expectations if he doesn't meet them.
Yep. Something that we know about Leah is she expects a lot from people.
Not from us, just from RJ.
No, you guys have let me down too far, far too many times for me to keep that going. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and also I
hold on though.
Okay.
Hold on. We gotta get into this a little bit. Okay, so you want us to check in with you because you have high expectations about what he's gonna do for you. Do you have any idea what it is?
I know that I should look pretty for dinner. Right. But the dinner seems like it's going to be something special. And prior to dinner, there's going to be something else in the daytime. So I have to bring two different outfits.
Oh, okay.
You have to bring two different outfits.
I love that. I love that.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's like Britney Spears concerts.
I like
it. I changed my outfit three
Wardrobe
songs in.
Change,
how long have you guys been together?
Over a year now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So last year for my birthday, I was in Jamaica, so he couldn't do anything for me. And also, we were just starting out.
Yeah.
Like, we just started.
That's awesome.
Right?
It's a free pass.
Exactly. And his birthday is in December, and I did a lot for him. Okay, I took him to a game, a Raptors game, if you guys recall, and bought him a lot of things and fed him very well.
Okay.
So.
So, what looks like a success and what looks like a disappointment?
Ooh, okay. Success, thoughtfulness, and... you know, spending a little bit of money. That sounds like success.
You
want to
know that bank accounts were empty.
Yeah, I want to know that money was spent on
me. Most people won't come out and say it. I like that you do.
I'm very honest.
TJ, why should we check in with you on Monday?
Because on Monday, I may break a promise to my fiance.
Whoa. Yeah. What is this?
I promised Val. Val is out of town this weekend. She is going to Ottawa to go see her sister.
Okay.
And I made the promise that at some point this weekend, I will be rearranging the apartment. We have some furniture we got to move.
Okay.
And I told her I would do it all by myself. So by the time she comes back on Sunday, Sunday evening, the entire apartment's going to be rearranged and it's all going to look great. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Uh-huh. I am not what you would call a strong boy. And I also, this is the first weekend I have alone in the apartment it's the first one in a long time.
Sure.
So I'm also predicting that I might get a little bit, air quotes, busy playing video games, drinking beer.
Yes.
That I won't be able to complete the move of the furniture. Okay. So I promised her I would do it, and I guess we'll find out on Monday if I broke a promise to my friends.
So mine is not even mine. Mine is Natalie's, my girlfriend. So first off, this is so sneaky, okay? I am helping her sister and her brother-in-law move on Saturday.
What do you think? The worst.
What's Natalie doing?
Horrible.
What do you think Natalie's doing?
She should be helping.
Yeah, she should be, right? It's her family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's going to her best friend's birthday party.
Come on.
Which... It's a big birthday, right? Okay, it's an important birthday. It's 40. It's a big birthday.
It is big. It is big.
But it starts at noon, and midway through, they're going for dinner.
No, you're not.
So this is a long birthday party.
That's a
so the
full
reason
day.
We need to be checking in on Monday is because I need to update you on this. Because I am curious.
Yeah.
I'm like, this birthday seems like that is. How do you keep people engaged for that long? That would be too much pressure for me.
Yeah, that's a lot. Does she want to do that?
Well, yeah. But and her friend is like a big party planner. Okay, loves a big party. So this is going to be. This could be one of those birthdays. This is like a 13 or 14 hour birthday. And I don't know how she's going to do it. And I just want you. I think that's why we need to check in with each other on Monday. But 999-999 text 416-872-9999. What we want is to know from you why we need to be checking back with you. What do you got going on this weekend? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so... the question is, why should we check in with you on Monday? I've always wanted to try this. I never had the guts. And also, I figured with it being Pride weekend and whatever, we're going to have something good.
Also, Jax is gone. So, mom's out of town.
Yeah, she can't be like, guys, word of caution.
Yeah,
there is no caution today.
Yeah. No.
All right, what do we got, TJ?
Some great ones from the 905. I just came out as a lesbian last summer, so this weekend is my first Pride parade
Whoa!
Ever.
All right,
nice.
All right.
Okay, going with my girlfriend and my sister. I'd love to check in with them and see how it
works. We're going to save some of these numbers, right? We're calling you back, so expect this on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Natasha texted in from the 647, and it filled me with dread and stress for her, and I feel like you guys can feel the same way.
Okay.
I have my G test today.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Because, like, getting your G2 is stressful, right?
Hated it.
Getting your G, for whatever reason, felt even more stressful.
I never had to do it.
Oh,
yeah. Why?
I moved out of the province with a G2, and they if you move literally anywhere else in the country, they'll upgrade you to a full license, and when you come back, you have a full license.
What a loop.
Yeah.
You did.
It's, the G test, honestly... it's a bit of a cash grab.
Because it's the highway one, right?
Honest,
you're already allowed to drive in the highway with your G2.
Yeah, the only thing you can't do, I think, is like...
certain pastures in the car.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think at one point there was like an alcohol limit or something like that. But most people just don't drink at all and drive now, right? So, I don't know. It just seems like it's a bit of a thing. It's like if you have a G2, you probably can drive.
Figured, yeah.
Patricia says, in the 416 says, you should check in with me on Monday because I'm supposed to build my king-size bed this weekend before we leave on vacation on Tuesday.
Ooh.
The IKEA boxes have been sitting in my front hall for over a month.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Godspeed, Patricia.
I know that feeling, Patricia. I know.
Yeah.
I know. When you're looking at the boxes, you're like, that box isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's just looming.
But I can't tonight.
I know.
It just gawks at you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, you're afraid of me, aren't you?
Yeah. You're like, why are you talking? Two more from the 905. I'm going to Vegas this weekend. Someone better check on me
on
Monday.
Stop it. I'm so jealous.
Are you going to be alive on Monday? Come on. That's awesome.
Fourth Hangover movie.
Yeah.
And this last one here from Lindsay says, you should be checking in with me because this weekend I'm going camping with my boyfriend, which I don't particularly enjoy. I'm assuming she means the camping and enjoys her boyfriend.
I hope so.
She likes her boyfriend, I would think.
However, he loves camping. We went camping together last summer, and it rained the whole weekend, and I was very uptight about the whole experience. This weekend, I'm going to try and relax and hope it's a better experience. Godspeed.
I can't believe she's going back again.
Wow.
That's a good girlfriend.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, we're going to save those numbers. We're going to save some of them, and we're calling you back on Monday. So if you text it in, be prepared, because we could be calling you at 8 o'clock on Monday, okay? We're going to want to know how your weekend went.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Today's theme is Pride Anthems. Now, it feels a bit weird without Jax being here, but she made her pick, and producer Leah is repping Jax today.
Absolutely.
All right. So if producer Leah's pick, proxy pick, doesn't win, does that mean that Jax has reason to be upset with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. This That's is on Leah to sell. Okay? Now, we all pick a song. You tell us which one you want to hear. Producer Leah, I'm going to start with you because you are Jax's proxy.
Okay, fair enough. And this is Jax's pick, but you know what? To be honest with you, it's my pick as well. Back in 1998, I was a wee little one, and I was discovering music for the very first time. My picks, not the picks that my parents told me to like.
Your music.
My
own music. You were getting your own playlist.
I was finally there with my own playlist. I was 11 years old, and there was this one song stuck in my brain that would go again and again in my head, and it's called Cher Bailey. It still goes hard.
One of the longest people between number ones. I think Kate Bush has now broken that record.
Uh-huh.
But also she was like, I think she was the oldest person to have a number one hit, like on the Billboard Hot 100.
Cher?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, she looks great in it too. She looks great to this day. Cher is ultimate gay icon as well. So this is such a great representative. And if you guys love Cher, and if you love that song, vote for me.
No, all right. You can say Jax or Leah for that one.
Yeah.
If you want to text it in,
I also have Jax on my side.
All right, TJ.
Talking about gay icons, ring, ring. Who's that on the phone? It's Lady Gaga and Born This Way. I'm beautiful.
Song.
Came out in 2011, and one of my favorite things about it has nothing to do with the song itself.
Yeah.
I just like to bring this up every time I talk to the song.
Okay.
But the Born This Way, like, single cover,
sure,
is Lady Gaga, like, morphing into a motorcycle, so she's like a transformer. It's one of the weirdest, most bizarre things I've ever seen. Anyway, this song, absolutely fantastic. I've been hearing it all month long, and it absolutely deserves to get played on Friday Face-Off.
Now, I'm going to throw it back to the 70s, guys.
Oh.
Because sometimes I like to, because I do like older music. Like, I'm only 34. This way predates
me. Play some CCR, brother.
Yeah, but my mom was one of those people that was, like, big on musical history. You got to know your musical history. You like your pop music. You like your, at the time, I was a big Spice Girls fan.
Yeah.
You like your Spice Girls.
Cute.
You like your Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You like your NSYNC, whatever. Where did it all come from?
Where?
And there was one band from Sweden in the 1970s that literally you can hear in our pop music today. They're still big on TikTok. It's in every Lady Gaga song is based off of this group.
Oh.
Dabba, baby. Now, people make fun of ABBA. When you go back and you listen to those songs, they hold up.
They're back.
They do.
Some jams. Oh, yeah.
They're all over TikTok.
Absolutely.
What?
I mean, that's a great song, right?
That's a great song.
What?
Man. Yeah, absolutely. So, hit us up, 999-999. Producer Leah with Cher Bailey. TJ with Born This Way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking ABBA, Dancing Queen. Which one is the Friday Anthem on Friday face-off that you want to hear? 999-999 to text. Or you can call it in too, 416-872-9999. Stoja Cat.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The songs. Jax and Leah are together on this one because Jax is not here today. She's recovering from a wicked pride party last night. Cher Bailey. TJ picked Lady Gaga, Born This Way, and
yep.
I picked ABBA, Dancing Queen, and it was the competition for the best pride anthem that you would like to hear right
yes,
now
yes.
at 999-999. That's how you vote. TJ, read some of the texts before we get to the votes.
From the 905. Yes, TJ. I don't typically agree with TJ, but today is the day. Well, I'm glad I
love hearing that. It's like, oh, I don't typically like you, but today I like you.
Which is like the opposite of what Jax hears all the time. She's always hearing, Jax, I always go with you, but.
Yeah, Jax gets apologies. Jax, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I normally. Another text from the 705. Ugh, I like all these picks today, but I'm going with Jax/Leah. It's gotta be.
All right.
And the last one from 289. After ABBA was revealed, even Leah sounded like she wanted to vote for it. I gotta vote ABBA.
No, I'm still with my pick, guys. All right. Believe.
So here's the thing. I want to take this moment to mention, too, that Brooklyn Heights, one of the greatest queens in the entire city, is going to be on the show at about 9:30 this morning. So we're very excited about
Very excited for
That's a shameless promo. Now let's get to which song won, producer Leah.
Oh boy, all right. So I tabulated the votes, and now that I'm included, obviously I want to be biased and skewed and say that it's Believe Cher, but I got to keep it real. It is the number one gay anthem, ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Don't hate this.
Don't
I can
hate
live
this
with
at
this.
All. Yeah, wow. I can't lie.
I'm a winner and they don't hate me. It's wonderful.
We'd say that.
Listen, we just want to say happy Pride.
Yeah.
And whatever fun you get this weekend and whatever trouble you get into, you deserve it.
Agreed.
All right? Go make trouble. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So that's it for us this week. Shannon Burns is taking over next, and we hope.
Actually,
it's not Shannon Burns.
It's Sam East.
Oh, right, because Shannon offered Pride too. Mm-hmm. Now, Shannon and Jax have a hilarious video out on at Virgin Radio Toronto that you should check out. They were at a Pride picnic last weekend and just, you know, doing straighters. And it's Shannon and Jax, so you know it's hilarious.
It is.
So check that out. Producer Leah, you're even the star of the show too.
Honestly, I'm going to give it to the city. Give it to Toronto.
Yeah.
Because this weekend is Pride weekend. We're going to go out. We're going to have so much fun. It's been so long since we were able to do this. So we're celebrating. And we're starting. I mean, Jax and Shannon started last night. I'm going to start tonight. I don't know about y'all. But this weekend's going to be wild. So the city deserves the star.
Nice.
All right. I love that. All right. Well, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy Pride. And as I said earlier, if you get into trouble, you deserve it.
Yep.
It's been way too long since you've been allowed to. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. We will see you on Monday morning.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.